Okay. This week's parsha is Parsha Shlach. So the Torah tells us Parsha Shlach. Eilu Shemot Anoshim Asher Shlach Moshe Vasoros Haaretz Vayikra Moshe Moshe Ben Nun Yehoshua. So Moshe called Moshe Ben Nun, he called him Yehoshua. So there's a famous Targum Yonason on page 5. Targum Yonason says, Elaine Shimon Guvraya the Shoda Moshe Lalolo Yasara Uchodichama Moshe Al Vasanuse. When Moshe saw Yehoshua's anivus, so he was afraid at such an honor that he's not going to be able to stand up against the other Meraglim. So katchadti Moshe and the sanusei of Yehoshua, kara Moshe l'oshea barnun Yehoshua. So that's an interesting, the thing that he adds in is vayikra Moshe l'oshea barnun Yehoshua. The Targum Yonason on page 5 says, the Targum Yonason Ben Uziel says that when Moshe saw, second line from the bottom, Katkama Moshe al Vesanuse, when he saw Yeshua's anivus, there's an aniva, anav, you know, doesn't stick up for his own, you know, so he thought maybe they'll be too pushy, they'll push him, you know, Yeshua's not, so therefore he gave him the special bracha of Yud K, Ka Yoshiacha, or as she says, Me'atzas HaMeragla. Okay. So we'll have to see what else that's significant for that idea. And then in the end of this week's Parsha, we have the Parsha of Tzitzis. So it's always important to understand what the Hashkafic significance of tzitzis is. There's a lot of different ideas. So I'd like to give up approach of the Tiferes Shlomo here on page 10. Tzitzis. This is Parsha Tzitzis. So the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Domed Dodi Litzvi Ola Ofer Hayalim Hine ze omeid achar kosleinu mashkiach mil hachalonos meitzitz mil hacharakim. So meitzitz mil hacharakim means what? That he's peeking through the, you know, what?
The cracks.
So the Tiferes Shlomo. Well, first, let's see the Sifrei. The Sifrei says an unbelievable thing on page 12. Lama nikra shma tzitzis. Why is it called tzitzis? Hashem shehinitz hamokam al batei avaseinu b'mitzrayim shenem hakodi dehin hazabal omer dodi l'tzvi hine ozum meid achar kosveinu mashkiach men chalonotz. So meitzitz means the way the Mefarsh explains David Pardo is he's looking on the different homes to see which is a Jewish home and which is not a Jewish home. So that's meitzitz menacharakim. And tzitzis reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Isn't it like a peeking? It's not like
Roy. It's not like he's not. Right. It's like peeking. She's Machas Mechoros. So, you know, it's dark, it's at night. So, it's Ilu Hashem is peeking to see. I guess it's from the darkness of Machas Bechoros. He's peeking to see which is a Jewish home and he won't kill the Bechor, which is a. But tzitzis is the lashon of meitzitz menacharakim. That's a sifre. So, if you look in the Tiferet Shlomo from page 17, Tiferet Shlomo of Radomsk, he says that tzitzis, the Sefer tells us the lashon meitzitz. So he says that look at page 17 and on the second paragraph on the left side. Zeh remez b'parsha zu daber al bnei Yisrael umat alehem. Perish davar zehu nogeh v'hem ba'atzmam. Vasul ham tzitzis. Lashon histaklus. Sheko echa v'echa mistakel v'malos chaverav. That everyone should look at the attributes of his fellow Jew. U'mishtokek lilmod mimenu. Bebchinas makabel. Sheheim bebchinas. Sheyuheim bebchinas tzitzis. There was a person always should be a mekabel. He's looking to connect with his fellow Jew, and he wants to learn from him. So to learn, he writes here in the bottom of the first column on page 17, the last three lines. Edeze yachol yos bechilas mekabel zevizeh. No, he five lines. Four lines on the bottom. Ikar she kol echad shafel be'enav neged chaveru. Al day zeh yachol yos b'chinas mekabel zeh mizeh. Kamo derech hakli mekabel tzarech yos omid matam and hakli. You want to pour from one cup to another, so one cup has to be on top and one cup is on the bottom. So whenever you want to mekabel from somebody, you have to lower yourself to say, I want to learn from you. I want to mekabel from you. And he says, in Yamod Lamala, top line on page 17, left side, Yamod Lamala Mikli Sheshovach Mimenu, because if you're going to be on top, Lo Yachol Lekabel Mimenu. Kein Odom Sarach Lios Budaita Shofel Ulmata Mechaveir HaMashpilom. Whereas you always have to be, lower yourself. So, Enyon Malos HaMalochim, the Ksivim Kabelin Dein Midein. In other words, even though the malachim are always in one strata, but each one is makabel from the other. So it wants to be mushpa from the other. Mikol shekin she'adam tzarich leos shofel b'dayto nega chaveru. V'az yochol l'kabel menu lamed darkei Hashem. Zer remez parsha zu daber al bnei Yisrael matal lehem per tover zehu ha nogeh behem ba'atzmam. Vasul ham tzitzis, loshon estakos. She'chol echa v'hachad mstakel v'malas chaveru. Mushtokek lilmod mimenu bebchinas mekabel v'sheyu heim bebchinas tzitzis ki ikar mitzvah tzitzis v'leman tizgru al yidei avas reyim yavol kol echa lavol l'soros asiyas ha-mitzvah bebchinas mekabel. So asulam tzitzis means you should look at the other person in order to learn all the mitzvahs. So that means you're looking at someone else to learn, to see what I can learn from you in terms of my avodas Hashem. And that's tzitzis of Lashon Histaklus, but like meitzitz menacharakim. And so the tzitzis is the idea of being meitzitz klapei chaveiro, daber al bnei Yisrael, the whole community, v'amart alehem. And therefore, we're each in one community and we're learning each from each other. It's like the Gemara says in Kedushin, the Talmidei Chachamim in the Bavel, everyone would stand up for everyone else, because I learn from you, you learn from me. So I'm your Rebbe, but I'm also your Talmud. Right? We saw last year when we learned, and that's what tzitzis is about. Daber al bnei Yisrael, all of bnei Yisrael is mistaklim one to the other. But not in a, but for the purpose of Lamantiz Guru Vasisem is called Mitzvosai. That's the, the word from the Radomsk. Maybe I'm just thinking of this now. I just thought of an idea just a second. You know, there's always a discussion, maybe of the minhag of having a talis when you get married. It's really, it's nothing to do with marriage, but I learned out from a drasha, you know, from the Parshas Kisetze, Ki Kach Ish Isha, that it says, you know, the Chashuv Tzitzis is there. But maybe the idea of why Tzitzis for marriage, because marriage is Ezer Kenegdo. So each one is sort of helping to, you know, to learn from the other, to be, you know, so it's that the histachlus in a positive way, one to the other. So maybe that's it's a good drasha for an offer. It's a good drasha for an offer. Right? Good drasha for an offer. Even if you don't get married in Parshas Shlach. So that's one idea here. That the idea of, like the Ramban says, you always have to look that the other fellow is greater than you. So much we can learn from different people and different things. If only we're willing to be mashkel ourselves to be a makabel. So that's one aspect. But then there's another thing. Take a look on page 3. It says, Vayalu Banegev, Vayavo at Hebron, Sham Machimai. Yeah, okay, then, yeah. Yeah. So the Rashi says on page 3, Vayavo HaKavron, Kalev Levadu Halach L'Sham. Vayavo, singular. Nishtatech Al Kivrei Avos. Was Kalev went to the Kivrei Avos because he didn't want to be mushpa by the other Meraglim. So he detoured to the cemetery. So it's interesting. Yoshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was afraid there would be mushpa. He gave him a bracha. Kalev, what was his eitzah? He went to what? He went to the cemetery. So what's going on? So the Berach Moshe, the Sikita, who eventually became the Satmar Rebbe, he's the father of the current Satmar Rebbe's, and he was the nephew of Rav Yoelish Teitelbaum. He was the son of Rav Yoelish's brother, the Atzei Chaim. The Atzei Chaim was the father of the Berach Moshe. And the Kloisenberger Rebbe married the Atzei Chaim's daughter, and then they had a whole big family, and they all were killed out. And his wife and all the kids. And then the Kloisenberger remarried and started a new family, and then he was in New Jersey, in Union City, and then he moved to Netanya. Started a whole new family. It's an amazing, amazing thing. No, that's, you're thinking of the Kalver. We're not talking about the Kalver, we're talking about the Kloisenberger. So the Berach Moshe writes, what's this idea of the Kivrei Avos? So he says, and then he says, Parshas Tzitzis, we know the famous Gemara in Menachos on page 13. Tanya Harad Meir Omer Manishtana Tchelis Mikol Mini Tzivonim. What's the idea of Tchelis by Tzitzis? Midisha Tchelis Dol Mele Yam. Because Tchelis is the color of the ocean. Blue. Yam Dol Mele Rekia. And the blue is similar to the sky. Rekia Mekisi Akovod. Etc. So what's the idea here? So the Berach Moshe says, I met him once, the Berach Moshe. That's better. It's a whole other story. On page 21 in the bottom left, the Sprab Hekdem Mamma HaGemara. La'olam Yagit Odom Yetzah Tov Al Yetzah Hara. Right, the Gemara says you should always have the Yetzah Tov be over the Yetzah Hara. Im Notzcho, Mutov. If you won, fine. But if not, what's the way of having the Yetzah Tov win? Yasach B'Torah. Yasach B'Torah. Im Nutzcho, so if it works, good. Im Lav, what's the second answer? Second advice? Yikra Kriyashma. And if that doesn't work, in Nitzchol Mutov, in Lav, what? Page 22, Yaskir what? Yom HaMisa. So he says like this, because of HaFlaw, I put in the packet, you see, Eisek HaTorah Hubavadeh Refuah. Eisek HaTorah is a refuah for the Yetzirah. But he says, it's only if you learn Torah Lishma. Whereas, if you learn Torah, it's still a mitzvah, even Shalom Lishma, but if you want it to be to get rid of the Yetzirah, to help combat the Yetzirah, then it has to be what? Torah Lishma. So then, he says, Me'ata Yishlomak Yoshua, what was Yoshua's mahalach of fighting the Yetzirah? So the pasuk says, "Mesharso Yeshua ben Nun Alo Yomish Mitoch Ha'Ol." He was always in the base medrash. Ach Yosha Eitzazul Lo Toil and Ke Yasuk B'Tol Lishma. So that's why he needed a special bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, I know you're learning, but you have to make sure that it's Torah Lishma, and that'll help you from the Meraglim. What was Kalev's Eitza? Yaske Yom HaMisa. That's why he went to the. Halal Kolev Ben Yifun. Halal Kolev Ben Yifun. Halal Kolev Yaske Lo Yom HaMisa. That's Pshat. Avdi Kolev Ekev Hoysan Ruach Acheres Imo. Avdi Kolev Hayo Shalach Lo Derech Acheres Mi Yoshua. Yoshua picked the Eitza of Torah. And Kolev took the Eitza of Yom HaMisa. Now, he named...
Yeah, that assumes that they're in the alternative as opposed to cumulative. I think the Parshim say that you take that Gemara, so a funeral director should be the greatest Yirei Shamayim, because they see death all the time.
Right.
That means that you have to study Torah and Karishma, and it's not going that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the different opinions how to do it. I have a piece in my Sefer about this as well. So he says, "Hinei Mudazos," last two lines on page 22. Ki Eisek Hatorah Mavias Adam L'Shlifnus Anova. As a person has learns Torah, it brings Anova. Because the pasuk says in Iyam, "Arucha Me'eretz Mida Rechava Miniyam." But you see how vast Torah is. That's a humbling experience. Look how, you know, it's vast, and how much do I know? But so it can be humbling. Torah itself could. So that's pshat in the Targum Yonason. He says Moshe saw Yeshua's anivus, and he said that anivus came from his learning of Torah, because that was his mahalach, learning Torah. That was his safeguard, the neged yetzahara. Chay karshmo Yeshua. And he wanted that the Torah should be pure. He was tzad eisek hator nitzach tefil of tachnunim sheyosi. So he says that's what Parshat Tzitzis is all about. He said, we said before in the Tiferet Shloimo that Parshat Tzitzis shows us that we should machnia ourselves klape our friends. Tzitzis, Daber B'nei Israel, wants our friends to each other. Vasulam Tzitzis, like look at your friend and learn from him. Lamant Tiskeru. But certainly, it also tells us what? To be machnia ourselves, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, tzitzis includes all three eitzes. The Torah, the Yom HaMisa, and Kriya Shema. How so? He says, Yinei mitzis tzitzis amra Torah risem oso, uzchadim skol mitzis Hashem asisa v'zob. Kishorash mitzis tzitzis ulohavi es adam lishmor lasu v'zchaim es kol HaTorah. So we have to fight the Yetzihara so we can learn the whole Torah. He says, Chute Lovan. So one part of the tzitzis is the white strings. That's Romez and Inyan Yom HaMisa. In other words, a person's white. No, he's white, he's old. Lovanim. He says, Rameh Parmishlan. Tevin ein niton lavadechol veinim anu lano osu. Kavsh ein lano sechol tfun osu Hashem. Hachaseh alovin shabrosh zochem morim osan. But the person sees old person, he thinks, oh, you know, I'm old, you know, Yom HaMisa, you know, might not be. So that's the Yom HaMisa. So, Chut Shel Tcheles, Yesh Bo Remez La'isek HaTorah Kriya Shema. Ki Tcheles Dol Mil Yam, and the Torah is compared to B'chov HaMina Yam. That is the Pasuk in Iyov. It's vast like the ocean. And the Yam Dolom of the Rakia. Rakia L'Kisei HaKovod. That's Kabbalah Tol Machal Shemayim. So ultimately is the Kisei HaKovod. So the Tzitzis represents, so the aspect that we said from the Tver Shlomo, that the Tzitzis is the Hachnok Lape HaDuzulas, our friend, because we have to be machni ourselves to our friend to learn from him. We have to certainly machni ourselves from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then I quoted the Shalah. That's what the Shalah says. That's why Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz Knan, the Lashon Hakno. Because the whole point of Eretz Yisrael is you see the Shekhinah and that humbles you. You know what they say from the Chozem Lublin? I think the Be'er Moshe from the Ojava quotes it. Tovah ha'aretz ma'od ma'od. For the person who's ma'od ma'od havishval ruach. Because Eretz Yisrael is gorim. If it's Gorim Gaiva, then it misses the whole boat. But Eretz Yisrael is your mamish by the king, by his palace. So that when you're by the king's palace, it shows how humble you have to be to see what the glory of the king is. So that's what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael is the midah of Anova, of Tova Ha'aretz Ma'od Ma'od. For the Ma'od Ma'od is the Ma'od Ma'od Havishval Ruach. So the mitzvah tzitzis, perhaps, is this idea that a person has to humble themselves. Has to humble themselves to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see the three things that humble ourselves, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the breathing the Sahara, of the Torah, Yom HaMisa, and the Kriya Shema Yom HaMisa. And then the tzitzis, Risem Oso, the tzitzis of Meitzitz Men Harakim, that we always, there's so much opportunity we have to learn from everybody. So there are many aspects of what tzitzis could represent, but this is one aspect of the malas hachno klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu or klapei hazulus, and that's how that's what you know Yeshua had that midah of anus anuso, and that came from his Torah, and Moshe just wanted to make sure that everything was pure. So that's why he gave him the second bracha. That's the flaw says. Because you can learn Torah, but if you really want it, because the Yetzer Hara is basically part of the Gaiva system. So if a person is learning, but he's learning with Gaiva, that's not going to help the Yetzer Hara. That's gonna, but if a person is machni himself, that's gonna beat the Yetzer Hara. So that's why the flaw says only Torah Lishma destroys the Yetzer Hara. So that's Mitzvah Tzitzis. And it's interesting, the Sifrei is the first one to tie tzitzis into the meitzitz and the harakim. It wasn't in the first Shlomo, the one who started. It was the Sifrei that HaKadosh Baruch was meitzitz at Makas Bechoros. You know, amongst the darkness to see which house was which, and that's when we're meitzitz to our fellow Jew to see who he is and what he is, and as Hashem. That's why the mitzvah tzitzis is the gorim that we can accomplish everything, because you can accomplish everything if you're mashpil yourself and you learn from your friends. There's so much we can learn from all different people, but if you never want to learn from anyone else, then we're going to be limiting ourselves. So that's tzitzis, the matizguru vasisim is kol mitzvah, sorry. So the mitzvah tzitzis is malas achna klapi chadosh baruch hu klapi azulus.